the public offices, the offices both public and private, and peace. A fair proportion of you in this 1951 class, should I suggest, try public life. Try to get elected to public office. Don't look down on politics. Our American two-party system hasn't done badly in running this country. For you young people of Illinois, I cite a tall young lawyer from Springfield who began as a practical politician and became the Civil War president who reminded his fellow countrymen of the liberty and equality to which our forefathers dedicated this nation. We are not lacking today in manifestation of the same as historic Americanism. A recent example was the debate on the broad strategy in restricting communist aggression held at the First American Assembly of Columbia University, when Senator Paul Douglas of Illinois and Senator Robert A. Taft of Ohio took part in a debate on an admirably high plane. Most of you in this class will, of course, be meeting your duties of citizenship in the private offices of peace. As to these, I condense my counsel in 3 points. 1, voting. Voting. Here I am dogmatic. Your fundamental and inescapable duty as good private citizens is to vote. At our 1948 presidential election, only 52% of our citizens who were qualified to vote did vote. Recent figures for Great Britain and Italy were over 80%, and for Japan, over 90%. That comparison, I submit, is a national disgrace for us. 2, popular discussion. You can, in your home community, stimulate straight thinking and free discussion of national and international issues. You can encourage those political leaders, those newspaper and magazine editors and columnists, those radio commentators who aim at logic and clarity in the tradition of the historic Federalist Papers. Possibly you can do something to have this tremendous new medium of television used for reasonable and not for emotional purposes in the presentation of public events. And assuredly, you can help the cause of Americanism in your day by yourselves exemplifying the words of Washington, the spirit of amity with mutual deference and concession, which marks American historic Americanism. And now, third and last, semi-public service. You are all familiar with those semi-public agencies by which representative democracy gets much of its work done. Agencies such as school boards, boards of trustees of libraries, museums and hospitals, community chests, Red Cross, League of Women Voters, luncheon service clubs, fraternal organizations, and layman's church activities. Here are a host of activities, civic trusteeships, in which you can serve as good citizens. I remind you again, in closing, of the Greek and Hebraic traditional sources, Hebraic Christian sources of European and American civilization from which sprang our nation and its historic Americanism. For your Americanism of today and tomorrow, Illinois graduates of 1951, I commend the Greek concept of reason thinking, nothing too much, nothing too much. For your Americanism of today and tomorrow, I commend the biblical faith which leads to authentic patriotism. Here are the emboldening words of the psalmist. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And this is the transcendent assurance of Jesus. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. My peace I give unto you. If you accept such guidance and act in the spirit of the founding fathers, you, each of you, will help to advance their historic Americanism in shining fulfillment of the hope of the world.
The commencement address for the class of 1951 of the University of Illinois, given by the President of the University of Cincinnati, the Honorable Raymond Walters. Next on the order of program, the finale from the Suite for Concert Band by Gerald Kesley, played by the University of Illinois Concert Band, Mark Hindley conducting. Then following this interlude, greetings from the alumni by Harold Kolb, President of the University of Illinois Alumni Association. Mr. Walters promised us that his talk would be short today. It was a very good talk, albeit short. Thank you. By the University of Illinois Concert Band, Mark Hindley conducting, the finale from the Suite for Concert Band by Gerald Keshley. Now once again, our master of ceremonies, Professor Helfer.
Since the members of this class will be alumni upon the conclusion of these exercises, it is quite appropriate that you have a word of greeting from the Alumni Association. This message of greeting will be brought to you by Mr. Harold Polk, Vice President and Treasurer of the Hunter Polk Lumber Company of Decatur. Mr. Polk is a member of the class of 1916. In spite of the fact that he weighed only 140 pounds at the time, he was one of Illinois' greatest football players. He served in World War I as captain in the Army. He has served the university as a member of its Board of Trustees from 1935 to 1942, and acted as president of the board in 1942. He has been quite active in the Alumni Association and is now its president. I am happy to present Mr. Polk. Professor Holzer, Dr. Stoddard, Dr. Walters, and fellow Illini. In a few minutes, you members of the 1951 graduating class will become alumni of this university, one of the greatest in the whole world. And that is an honor and a distinction of which you may well be proud. On behalf of the Alumni Association and its 18,000 members, I congratulate you upon achieving this goal and welcome you into our ranks. We who have preceded you well know the effort that you have put into your collegiate years, the trials and tribulations you have undergone, the joys and sorrows that have been yours, and the satisfaction that is yours on this occasion. As you leave this campus to seek your future happiness and fortune, there is just one thought that I would leave with you, and that is to retain and cherish your contact with your alma mater. The associations that you have formed on this campus are ones that will mean more and more to you as the years go by. You will make new friends and new contacts, but by and large, few of them will make a greater impression on you than those that you have experienced during your college years. I wish all of you could have attended the alumni luncheon yesterday and could have seen the gladness and happiness that radiated there as the older alumni greeted old friends and classmates. And I wish also you could have attended the golden anniversary reunion of the class of 1901. As I was privileged to do last evening. You would understand better than I am able to express what I am trying to say. The Alumni Association stands ready to help you express your continued interest in Illinois and all that it means. We would like to have all of you as members to participate in the activities of the association. But members are not. For your own sake, retain your interest in Illinois, and you will be well repaid. The Alumni Association wishes you all success and the best of luck. Before degrees are conferred, President Stoddard wishes to give a farewell message to the class. As the class of 1951 is about to graduate from the University of Illinois, I take this opportunity of bidding you farewell. I hope that each one of you will accept this as a message, a personal message from the president of the university. It would be encouraging to welcome you into a world of peace and goodwill, into a world free from the fears that have confronted people since the First World War. Unhappily, the world has not attained the freedom from strife
for which so many of you fought. It is a time of international strain. It is a time of trial for the free countries of the world.